D-E-A-T-H. What does that spell? Death, 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 death.
Well, it is trifecta time, where we try to, I believe, start a brand new one, correct, EA?
You are 100% right.
I'm 100% right. That is great. Well, we welcome our compadre all the way from the Peach State. Is that right? Peach State? That is Georgia, where Donovan Lewis joins us. Donnie?
Hardline.
Are you at the College Football Hall of Fame, or are you in your hotel room?
We are at the Airbnb where we are staying.
Man. Have you gone out to the country and eaten a bunch of peaches?
No, I have not.
Okay. Have you hit any breweries in the last 3 hours?
Oh, 3 hours. I was about to say, no, not the last 3 hours, but I think Matt got so antsy, he left. He couldn't wait for trifecta to be done so he could have a beer in his hand. So yeah. He is not here.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough.
He has a problem.
It's tough.
Well, today we try to induct a noted actor, a man who you may not know the name, but I would assume you definitely know the face. And the name is Michael Madsen, who checked out in Malibu, California, where we should go pay homage to him.
Yeah.
Last week at the age of 67 years old, after a life that you probably, if you saw him on screen, he looked like a guy that loved to party.
Yeah, he was a full-throttle dude.
Yes, he was indeed. Michael Madsen, born in Chicago, started acting in his teens and became part of the Steppenwolf, the famed Chicago acting Steppenwolf Theater Company in Chicago, where he served as an apprentice under John Malkovich in the production of Mice and Men. And
for Lenny?
Yeah, he was Lenny. He was definitely Lenny. And really what brought him to fame was Quentin Tarantino's very first movie. And his directorial debut of Reservoir Dogs, in which Michael Madsen played Mr. Blonde.
Have now, you seen this, Donovan?
Yes.
You saw Reservoir Dogs. Okay, mm-hmm. So...
Thoughts?
You know what? I've always said I need to watch it again. I remember that was on the list for me to watch when I was with Bad Radio of movies I've never seen. So I've seen it once, and I guess it didn't make that big of an impression on me because I probably need to watch it again. I don't remember.
It was really one of the first movies because nobody knew who Tarantino was at the time. When you walked out of the theater, you're like, what did I just see?
Yeah, because it's like a heist movie, a caper movie, but in Tarantino's style.
Right.
Which at that point, no one knew Tarantino's style.
No, it was really, really strange, but a completely exciting movie to sit through. And Michael Madsen was one of the stars. It was an ensemble cast, Harvey Keitel, Tim Roth, Steve Buscemi, Chris Penn and Michael Madsen were all part of this gang in which none of them knew each other.
Yeah, they didn't use their real names.
Yes.
So they had these false names, Mr. Pink, Mr. Blonde, what were the other ones?
Mr. Orange, Mr. Brown, Mr. Blue, and Michael Madsen was Mr. Blonde. And most people remember the scene. If you had to say, what one scene do you remember more than any other from Reservoir Dogs, you would say...
The Stuck in the Middle with You song, scene.
Yes, the Stuck in the Middle with You scene in which Michael Madsen has a guy all tied up and is pouring gasoline on him and ends up cutting his ear off and then grabs his ear and puts it up to him. He's like, can you hear me? Like talking through it. It was a really, really shocking scene back in the day. But I thought the even better scene, which kind of encapsulated who Michael Madsen was in this movie as Mr. Blonde, was when this heist went completely awry because he started shooting up the place. And again, you don't really know what happened. You're just brought into this world and all these guys converge into this safe house where they were supposed to meet. They don't know each other's names. They know each other by Mr. Pink, Mr. Blonde, Mr. Orange, all that. And so Madsen's character, Mr. Blonde, meets up with Harvey Keitel's character and Steve Buscemi's character. And Madsen's the one who shot up the place, and Harvey Keitel is ready to explode.
Spacious ain't security anymore. We're leaving. You should go with us.
Nobody's going anywhere.
We're out of here.
Don't take another step, Mr. White.
F*** you, maniac! It's your f***ing fault we're in this trouble.
What's this guy's problem?
What's my problem? Yeah, I got a f***ing problem. I got a big f***ing problem. With any trick you have, a madman almost gets me shot.
What the f*** are you talking about?
That f***ing shooting spree! In the store, remember?
Oh, f*** them. They set off the alarm. They deserve what they got.
You almost killed me! If I know what kind of guy you were, I never would have agreed to work with you.
Are you going to bark all day, little doggy? Or are you going to bite?
What was that? I'm sorry, I didn't catch it.
Would you repeat it?
Are you going to bark all day, little doggy? Or are you going to bite?
Oh, Christ. Hey, look, you two ass. Calm the f*** down. Hey, come on. Back up. What are we on playground here, huh?
Steve Buscemi trying to break him up there at the end.
Man, is the F word used more in Quentin Tarantino films collectively than any other movies combined?
Probably.
Yes.
He loves the F word.
Well, he loves other words also.
Yeah.
He doesn't mind saying. Well,
yeah, like right after that was.
Especially in Django Unchained.
Boy.
Well, he said it in Pulp Fiction himself.
Yeah, he was in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, he said it
sounded like Damon Wilson on the ticket.
He said it right after that, too. Steve Buscemi was like, what are we at the playground? What are we, a couple of ends? He was like, golly.
Good Lord.
Yes, I know.
Mark.
But I thought that, and you can't, but I thought that he was so like low-key as Harvey Keitel was freaking out at him, and he was just like, whatever. Sure, I just killed everybody. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, he always had that low-key psycho vibe.
Yes, he did. He did. So he turned down the role. He was such a popular character in Reservoir Dogs, and that was such a highly thought of movie, and it introduced Tarantino. Tarantino then goes on to make Pulp Fiction, and he reaches out to Michael Madsen, and he goes, I want you to play Vincent Vega. And Madsen's like, I don't want to do it.
Golly.
Boy,
I mean, that could have blown him up to another level, and what would it do to John Travolta's career if he didn't have that return to form?
I know.
Because that's what put him back on the map after no one would cast him for like a decade.
No, he was untouchable. And so I don't know why he turned it down. I think maybe I read somewhere where he thought it was too samesies. You know, it's the same guy, basically, and I'm doing the same thing, and I'm wearing the same suit and all that. And
I mean, no offense to the family, but I don't think it would have been as good a movie with Madsen versus Travolta.
Probably not, but that's just...
I don't know.
You just remember... I mean, had Madsen been that character, it still would have been great.
It still would have been great, but I think that there was just something to the aura of Travolta in that role.
Yeah. So he instead went on to make Donnie Brasco. And Donnie Brasco is the Johnny Depp movie about an undercover... FBI agent who goes in to infiltrate, it's a true story, to infiltrate the mob. And for a time, I can't remember the story, how it completely ties in, but Donnie Brasco lived in Plano and was next door neighbors with our former board op, Kevin Fox.
Really?
And this is
the Expo.
This was before the actual movie was made. But, like, he kind of disappeared, I think, after that. But Donnie Brasco, Michael Madsen played the crime boss, or at least one of the two crime bosses in the movie. And this scene is where he's getting really leery of Johnny Depp's character, of Donnie Brasco. Like, dude, what is even going on? And Johnny Depp is undercover trying to sell that he is part of this team. And I would have S'd my pants in this scene.
Well, I know what you're up to.
What do you mean?
Yesterday.
Last night?
What were you doing last night?
No, I'm saying when yesterday. Well, what time is it?
Come here. Don't mess around with me yesterday afternoon.
No.
Why has Lefty got such a on to send me back to New York?
Oh, come on, Sonny. That guy's busting your balls down there.
I want to know. I want to know what you got going on down here.
I don't understand, Sonny. You want to know about every half-ass scam don't amount to none?
That's right.
Look, I don't mean any disrespect. I mean, I know you're a skipper and I'm a nobody, but I can't do that to Lefty.
Listen to me, you sucker. I'll eat your balls for breakfast. You understand me? Every one of you. This is life and death. Not a fucking game, Donnie. This is my say-so. You tell me.
Can't do it, son.
How about a right here and now?
Do what you have to do, Sonny. You can't do that to Lefty.
So he was he was testing his loyalty there, I think, more than anything, and
yeah,
trying to figure out if he was on the up and up. But yeah, it was a very tense scene.
What was up with all the snakes in the background?
He didn't want to play that guy either. He didn't want to be stereotyped as that guy. And so he took the role as, I think he was the lead. I don't remember this movie. I saw it with my kids. Free Willy. I know, maybe.
I never saw it.
Bring that up. That's where I remember him from, the dad from Free Willy.
Yes, he's the dad, the very happy-go-lucky dad in Free Willy.
That's definitely against type.
100%.
By the way, he wasn't so happy-go-lucky in the film. He was kind of a...
He wasn't a good guy?
No, he was just a rough guy. He wasn't like, hey, that's my son and the whale.
Okay.
You think they had that line, but they're like, no, we can't do that.
Is that in the trailer?
Rewrite.
Looky there, it's my son and the whale.
Holy crap, is that Shamu?
By the way, there was a time where Tarantino wanted to do a Michael Madsen, John Travolta movie called The Vega Brothers, but it got punted because they were supposed to be brothers. Once that Pulp Fiction came out, there was a tie-in to Reservoir Dogs that those two guys were brothers.
Okay.
So he wanted to make a movie about it, but it never happened.
And it never will.
So then he goes on to star in Kill Bill, Volume 2. He plays the brother of David Carradine, and I thought this was a really good scene in Kill Bill. Did you see either one of those movies?
No.
Man.
I know.
I've only seen bits and pieces. I've not sat down and watched them.
Is this the least seen of the Tarantino movies?
I would think so.
Maybe the Hateful Eight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see that one either.
But I feel like a lot of people just didn't, just because it was swords and things like that, and it just didn't register or whatever. But I thought this is a really cool scene between David Carradine and Michael Madsen in Kill Bill 2.
And the last time we spoke wasn't the most pleasant. But you've got to get over being mad at me and start becoming afraid because she is coming, and she's coming to kill you. And unless you accept my assistance, I have no doubt she will succeed.
I don't dodge guilt, and I don't chew out of paying my comeuppance.
Just forget the past.
That woman deserves her revenge. And we deserve to die. But then again, so does she. So I guess we'll just see.
And that leads up to the dramatic confrontation with Uma Thurman and that whole sword thing. He went on to star in the ensemble The Hateful Eight, as we just mentioned, another Tarantino movie. And he did a lot of other stuff, but those are the main things that he's remembered for. And he also, like we said before, he partied balls.
Yeah. And when he passed away, when we brought it up on E! News, he definitely had a tough last half decade as he was accused of domestic abuse by his ex-spouse. They get divorced. His son dies by suicide.
Yeah.
And he had health problems himself, and all of his partying caught up with him at the end, I think.
He just looked to me like a bottle of scotch.
Yeah, cigarettes.
Yes.
And even an occasional glass of buttermilk.
Gross.
67 years old, the great Michael Madsen has left us. Lando?
Absolutely.
EA?
Free Willy's dad? Hell yeah. Hey, that's my son and the whale.
Gretchen?
I'll give it to him.
Boy, you sound leery.
There's a lot of things, like his track, his record in his later stages is left to be desired. But.
Sure, but I mean, come on. You
the,
knew
the strength of the entire catalog.
Yes, it's large.
You got to give it to him.
If you're one of the stars of multiple Tarantino movies,
and that's what I think is going to slightly push it over the edge.
Slightly.
Donovan?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yep, he is
in. Spite of Creighton's tacit protests.
Well, he's a tough nut to crack over there, that Creighton. Okay, so he is contestant or entry number one into a brand new apartment. Michael Madsen, welcome to Purgatory. What room?
506.
506.
Who thought Free Willy would be the difference for EA?
I know. Free Willy.
Makes total sense.
He's been in 300 movies and TV shows, and Free Willy is the one that put him over the top for EA.
Hey, that's my son and the whale.
Oh, man. All right, Donnie, you guys got one more day in Atlanta, correct?
Yes.
Tomorrow
yes, one
is...
more day, and we'll be back tomorrow.
Any guests that you have
Tomorrow's
confirmed?
Tomorrow's A&M day, right?
Tomorrow is Texas A&M day, but they are the last team.
Oh.
We have to leave immediately after the show to catch our flight. So I don't know if we'll get anyone for A&M. The other teams are Missouri, Kentucky, and who am I missing?
Arkansas.
Okay. That's the other team. So right. We'll see.
Okay. Well, we will see you in California in a couple days.
Yes. All right, fellas.
All right. We'll see you. There he goes.
Thanks,
Donovan Lewis from The Invasion every day, 9 to 1 here on The Ticket.